The Dodgers have been scoring some runs lately as they open up a series Monday with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Rookie Cody Bellinger's been a big reason. He's been named National League Player of the Week. And the bottom of the first, it's already 1-0 Dodgers. Chris Taylor steps to the plate with the bases loaded, facing Pittsburgh's Trevor Williams.
Fly ball on center field. McCutchen back on it. Still going. At the wall. It's a grand slam! Chris Taylor keeps on going.
1-1. It's early in the game to be sure, but the Dodgers, when scoring first, are 10-5. When they score four or more, they're 14-2. 1-1. There's a fly ball to left field, and Puig has just hit a home run. 10 rows back into the pavilion over the out-of-town scoreboard. Dodgers take a 6-0 lead on Puig's sixth home run of the year. Deals. Grandal. It's a fair ball. It gets past Bell. It's now rolling to the sidewall. This is where bringing the infield in betrayed the Pirates. Bell had no angle to work with. Peterson comes in to score. So does Taylor, and the Dodgers take an 8-0 lead.
Has to be that tiny party of wondering, oh my goodness, what if I never get another chance? Swing and a miss, strike three. That's 9 Ks for Alex Wood tonight, a new season high.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Call strike three, outside corner. Bostic's first big league appearance. Is a called third strike, and for Alex Wood, he has struck out 10 through 4 2/3.
Another 3-2. 11th strikeout of the night for Alex Wood. Over 5 shutout innings.
The Dodgers make it 3 in a row, and they improve to 18-14. They've scored at least 8 runs in all 3 wins. Trevor Williams loses for Pittsburgh. He was filling in for Jameson Taillon as he had surgery Monday for testicular cancer. As the Dodgers overwhelmed the Pirates by a 12-1 final, manager Dave Roberts got a heck of a pitching performance from his starter, Alex Wood.
You know, he was expecting to start, but we confirmed, yeah, yesterday. But you know what? He threw the ball well. Got through 5 innings, really punched, I don't know, punched 8, 9, 10, something like that. Really had good command tonight, 11, whatever it was. Had great command, competed, and... You know, I wanted him to go back out there for the 6th, but obviously the air in that inning, the prior inning, kind of got his pitch count up a little bit. So in that game, guys in the pen that needed a pitch, and, you know, it was good to get Strip out there, get him multiple innings, and then, you know, get Lib back in there. So it was a well-played game, you know, complete game by us. We ran the bases well. I think that's something that shouldn't go unnoticed. And you know, obviously we got a couple base runners, gifted a couple base runners in the first inning. But that Bellinger walk in the first was big. And obviously the exclamation mark with the CT homer. But it was a well-played game.
How big is the difference between, you know, the Taylor offensively you saw last year versus the guy this year?
I think that he has the ability to cover more pitches and handle velocity, where for me, the wrap with the swing last year at his set and launch position couldn't really handle velocity. But I think now with the rhythm in his swing and where his just mechanically, he's just much more sound and athletic.
We were told there was nothing with Jorge when he came out.
No, it's just where he's a guy that I run out there essentially every day. And so after he had hit, you know, to wait 2 innings for him to get back up versus giving him, you know, half a game played to then run him back out there for the next however many games, I felt that this was an opportunity.
Same situation with Justin?
Same thing with Justin.
Do you feel like maybe the offense is starting to get into a bit of a groove? He scored at least 8 in the last 3.
I think a little bit, but I think that, you know, I think that you can always get better, and I think that certain guys in our lineup are having consistently good at-bats, but I think other guys are still finding ways to get hits, but I still think the at-bat quality needs to get better. But I think that, yeah, the bottom line, we are scoring more runs, but I think that, you know, when you're going to run into some good pitching, I think that collectively we still got to put forth, you know, more consistent at-bats.
Chris Taylor goes 2-for-4, including slugging his 3rd home run of the season. It's a grand slam in pacing the Dodgers offense in their 12-1 win over the Pirates. Here's Taylor on his day.
I was just trying to shorten up and put a ball in play with two, and he left a slider up, and I put a good swing on it.
You look at what Alex Wood was able to do tonight, your entire pitching staff at that, and how efficient he was. How much did you guys need that?
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, Woody's been good all year, and tonight he did more of the same. You know, he pounded the zone and threw strikes. It looked really good.
What do you think of this offense lately? It seems like the last week you guys have just really found that rhythm. Everyone getting in extra work with Turner Ward. Everyone just swinging the way they want to.
Yeah, we're swinging it really well. I think a lot of guys are clicking at the right time, and you know, I think we're definitely feeling good going into the next game.
The series continues Tuesday as Ivan Nova pitches for the Pirates. Julio Urias starts for the Dodgers.